上拜我们看到大卫把约柜迎回耶路撒冷。
Last time we saw how David transported the ark back to Jerusalem.
在迎约柜的事上面，大卫是给神带到一个极大的光中。
In transporting the ark, upon this matter, God has brought him to a great light.
让他知道不能凭自己的意思去做成神要做的事。
So to let him see that he cannot depend on himself to do the things that God wants him to do.
要做好神的事，必须要按照神自己的法则。
In order to fulfill God's word, one must follow the principles of God's law.
当约柜迎回耶路撒冷以后，
after the ark was transported back to Jerusalem,
约柜是停留在一个很简陋的帐幕的里边。
And it was put in a very casual tent.
还不是旷野所建造的那个会幕。
It's not the tent that was built in the wilderness.
那个会幕仍旧是在示罗，没有搬到耶路撒冷。
That tent is still in Shiloh, it's not been moved to Jerusalem yet.
是大卫为着约柜造了一个简陋的帐幕来把约柜摆进去。
It was David who built a simple tent for the ark at that time.
这个时候因为大卫已经做王了。
Because David was the king at that time.
他有王宫哦。
He had the palace.
虽然他那个王宫没有所罗门后来所建造的那样的华丽和雄伟。
Even though his palace was not as magnificent as the one Solomon was to build.
但是还是一个王宫啊。
But it was still a palace.
跟帐幕比较起来的时候，那帐幕就显得好像很寒酸的样子。
Compared to the tent, the house that David was living in, made it seem very small and insignificant. The tent seems to be insignificant compared to David's house.
那所以大卫里面就有一个感觉。
Therefore, David had a feeling inside.
我不知道约柜运回耶路撒冷多久，大卫里面那个感觉出来。
We do not know how long it took for David's thoughts to come out after the ark was transported back to Jerusalem.
也许很快。
Maybe it was a very fast.
因为在运约柜回耶路撒冷的事上面，大卫实在看见神是乐意向人施恩的。
Because in the matter of transporting the ark back to Jerusalem, David saw that God was one who gives grace to men.
人的愚昧虽然招致了神的击罚。
Because man's foolishness, it caused God to strike them.
但是神的击罚还是为了他的子民走在正路上。
But God's striking was so that man can walk on the right path.
等到神的子民会按着神的心意活的时候，
when the people of God can live according to God's heart,
他们懂得宝贝神的同在的时候，
and when they know how to treasure the presence of God,
神的赐福就好无限的在那里显出来。
God's blessing would be manifested without any limitations.
那这是大卫亲身所经历的，所看到的。
And this is what David experienced personally and can see personally.
那所以约柜从俄别底东的家里运回耶路撒冷的时候，我们也有理由相信神的祝福是非常明确的显在耶路撒冷。
When the ark was moved from the house of Obed-Edom into Jerusalem, we have very good reason to believe God has manifested himself upon Jerusalem.
因为第七章一开始不仅是说大卫住在王宫里。
And at the beginning of chapter 7, it doesn't just say that David was living in his house.
也说到神使以色列的事境都非常的平安。
And also tells us the Lord had given him rest on every side.
没有仇敌的扰乱。
And no enemies were hindering them.
就是有神的祝福来显明。
And it was only God's blessing which revealed to them.
那在这样的一个光景的底下，
So under this circumstance,
大卫里面那个感觉就来了。
The thought inside of David came.
神是这样的恩待他的百姓。
God is so gracious to his people.
而他自己却是住在一个简陋的帐幕里。
But he is only living in a very simple tent.
这样叫大卫里面感觉过不去。
And this caused David to not go over in his heart.
他感觉不能这样的对待神。
He felt that he cannot treat God like that.
那所以他里面就有了一个意思。
Therefore, he had this thought inside of him.
要为神建造一个殿。
That is to build the temple for God.
那我们可以说这完全是从恩典的感觉的里边引出来的一个心思。
And we can say that this thought comes from the grace that God has given to David.
也许大卫也会想到。
Perhaps David would have thought.
在旷野建造的那个会幕。
The tabernacle that was built in the wilderness.
虽然在当时来说仍然算是简陋。
And even though at that time it might still be seemed very simple.
但是里头仍然是非常的威王的。
But inside of it, it was very majestic.
那所以大卫就想，我要为神建造一个圣殿，让神住在当中。
Thought about building a tabernacle for God so that God can dwell in it. A house for God so he could dwell in it.
那他就把这个意思告诉先知拿单。
So he told his mind to the prophet Nathan.
说在没有提到他们这个事情怎么发展以前，
And before we go on further to look at how this progresses,
我们先来温习一下。
And we need to review.
神选召大卫，神给他的托付是什么？
When God chose David, what was God entrusting him to do?
或者说大卫蒙拣选，在神的心意里头，他的职事是什么呢？
Or in other words, when God chose David, what was the ministry that God gave him?
那严格说起来，不是做王。
To speak it solemnly, it's not to be the king.
你当然不能忽略他做王，但是严格说起来，神呼召他给他的职事不是做王。
But even though we cannot neglect his position as a king, but God has chosen him to be the king, and we need to take note of it.
The ministry.
God gave him a ministry.
如果从知识的这个方面去看的时候，
and from the standpoint of the ministry,
大卫是从神那里接受两个知识。
David had received two ministries from God.
第一个就是建立国度。
The first one is to establish the kingdom.
那这个跟王是有关系，但是一提到国度的时候，国度就比王重得多了。
This is related to the king, but speaking of the kingdom, it is more important than the kingship.
那第二个知识呢？
And the second ministry
就是建造圣殿。
Is to build the temple.
一个是国度，一个是圣殿。
One kingdom and the other was the temple.
虽然大卫没有执行建造圣殿，
and even though David was not to build the temple himself,
但是他却是发起建造圣殿的和 预备建造圣殿所需用的。
But he was one who started the plan for building the temple, and also he was the one who gathered the materials for the temple.
那所以这个从圣殿的这一方面来说，他是仍然是起头。
So speaking about the temple, David was still the one who originated it.
那所以在神在大卫的身上是给了他这两个知识。
And therefore we see that God has given David these two ministries.
那这两个知识如果放在新约里面来说的话，那就是非常非常的重要。
If we put these two ministries in the light of the New Testament, it becomes very important for us.
国度就是国度了。
Kingdom is the kingdom.
就是指着将来主要来的在地上所建立的那个千年的国度。
And that is the kingdom in the millennium when the Lord returns.
圣殿就是指着现今的教会了。
The temple is in the New Testament, would represent the church today.
那这两个事情在神的永远的计划的里头都是很重要的。
And these two things in God's eternal plan is very important.
在旧约的日子的里面，大卫所接受的知识虽然不是那个神计划里头的那个实体。
In the Old Testament time, the ministry that David received was not the reality of what God wants him to wants to accomplish.
但是就是那个影儿。
It's only a shadow.
这个影儿虽然不是实体，但是在旧约里面你看到的时候还是那么重要。
The shadow wasn't the reality, but when you look at it in the New and the Old Testament, it's still very important for us.
那我们了解大卫在神面前所接受的知识以后，
After we understand the ministries that David received from God,
那我们回到第七章的本文里面去看，
We can return to the context of chapter 7.
当大卫把他要为神建造圣殿这个心思告诉先知拿单，
When David told Nathan the prophet about the heart that he had of building the house for God,
拿班，我们注意拿班怎么对他说呢？
We need to take note what Nathan told him.
拿班就说，你可以照你的心意而行，因为耶和华与你同在。
He said, go do all that is in your mind, for the Lord is with you.
弟兄姊妹们，这里面有一个非常非常重要的事实，我们不要忽略。
Brothers, this is a very important factor that we should not neglect.
当大卫说他要建造圣殿，
When David said he wants to build the temple,
拿单就说你可以照着你的心里的意思行，因为神已经与你同在。
Nathan told him, you can do whatever is on your mind because the Lord is with you.
神既然与你同在，而你又有这样的一个心思，那这个心思神一定会悦纳。
If the Lord is with you and you have this mind, then of course the Lord will be pleased with what you do for him.
那弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们必须要注意。
We must take note.
拿单是先知。
Nathan was a prophet.
是传神的话的。
He was one who proclaimed the word of God.
但是这一次他传的话就不是传出神的话。
But this time the word that he spoke was not from God.
他这一次传出来的是他自己的话了。
And this time the word that he proclaimed was his own word.
那这是第一件事情我们要留意的。
This is the first thing we need to take note.
没有任何一个属灵人可以代替神的。
There is no spiritual individual who could represent or take place of God.
不管那一个属灵人属灵到在人的眼中到了何等高的地步，
No matter how high spiritually that person has become in the eyes of man,
他就是不能代替神。
And he cannot substitute for God.
因为如果不是出于神的，
Because it is not from God,
就不可能是对的。
Then it shouldn't be right.
从属灵人出来的还是要经过试验的。
Coming from a spiritual person, he must have gone through testings.
所以我们从这一点，从这一件事上面，我们要看到我们学习仰望神。
So from this matter, we need to see that we have to learn how to depend on God.
不是根据任何人，哪怕他是属灵人。
And not to base anything upon anyone, even if that's a spiritual person.
第二点。
The second point.
拿单这样说有没有错？
What Nathan said was not wrong.
按照人的领会来说，可能错。
In man's view, that might be wrong.
Might not be wrong.
Might not be wrong.
因为这个事情是对的事。
Because this is a correct thing.
神要住一个圣殿，因为这个事情是对事，对的事是好的事。
And God dwelling in a house is a very correct thing to do.
那非常合情合理的。
It's a very reasonable thing, very sensible thing.
那所以拿单当时能那么快就告诉大卫说，你可以照着你的心意行，我想他就是根据这一点。
And therefore Nathan spoke so quickly that David can do whatever was on his mind. I think it's based on this point.
肯定神没有在这里说谎。
Surely God did not speak to him.
所以拿单是按照原则，按照情理来说话。
And therefore Nathan spoke according to the principle and according to his reason.
话是没有错。
The word is right.
但是不是主的心意。
But it's not the will of God.
那这一点是我们真的是需要很深的去留意的。
And we need to look deep into this point.
那就是说许多人看为好，看为对的事。
And that is many things which are looked right by people.
不一定是神要做的。
Might not be what God wants to do.
就算是神要做的，
and even if it's something that God wants to do,
也不一定是那一个感觉他要做的人去做的。
It might not be that God wants that person to do because of his feelings for God.
所以我们在神的面前，我们看到拿单和大卫当中的这一件事情，
and when we see what happened occurred between David and Nathan,
我们在跟随主的路上就该有一个更深的看见和受光照。
We should have a deeper enlightenment on our path to following God.
我们用简单的话来说就是，
and using simpler terms to put this,
我们并不是为了做好事而活着的。
And we do not live because we do not live by doing good works.
我们活着乃是为着活出神的旨意。
We live because we want to live out the will of God.
好事不一定是神的旨意。
Good things or good works might not be under the will of God.
那么我们看下去我们就知道，
As we look on, we will find.
那么就在那个晚上，
that, and on that night,
神就对拿单说，
The Lord came to speak with Nathan.
那弟兄姊妹，你看神很有意思。
You see here that God is very meaningful.
叫大卫去见，同意大卫去见殿的是拿单。
It was Nathan who agreed about building the temple for God.
那现在神就跟拿单说。
And here God was speaking to Nathan.
你去告诉大卫。
Go and speak to David.
我不要他建殿。
I do not want him to build the temple.
对拿单来说也有点为难了。
And it was something hard for Nathan to take.
如果一个人在神面前没有受过对付，
If one is not been dealt with by God,
这个是很为难的。
And this becomes difficult.
说可以做是你， 现在神让他去说不能做又是你。
The one who says can do was Nathan, and now the one who will say you cannot do it will still be Nathan.
那是感谢神。
But thank God.
拿单不是一个活在自己里面的人。
Nathan was not one who is living in himself.
神怎么告诉他，他也就怎样的告诉大卫。
Whatever that God told him, that's exactly what he told David.
他没有因为自己说过，现在又改变了，好像下不了台。
And he did not try to save his face because he said something and he wants to change it now.
面子上挂不住。
And he cannot save face because of that.
但是拿单没有这样。
But Nathan wasn't like that.
当神这样跟他说话的时候，他自己也学了功课。
When God spoke to him like this, he himself learned the lesson from that.
他自己也一定知道，不是凭事情的好，就能决定说可以做。
He surely would have learned that it's not by whether the thing is good that one go ahead to do it.
今天早上我看王永信他们那个大使命的约翰还是季翰。
And I was reading about the great mission of Wilson Wong.
The great mission.
And
the magazine of great mission.
And the magazine was titled The Great Mission.
那这一期他们很鼓吹拆船。
And this time they were propagating a mission work.
那么当然拆船这个是一个好的是一件好事。
And sending out for the mission is a very good thing.
如果这个事情是出于神的话，那绝对是好事。
If this is from God, it's certainly a very good thing.
你看到当年保罗和巴拿巴受圣灵差遣出去，那个事情是从神那里发起，是发起的很清楚。
And you see that in the book of Acts, when Paul and Barnabas were sent on the mission, it was coming from God.
他们出去到外邦传福音，绝对是一件好事。
And they went on a mission to spread the gospel to the Gentile nations. It's a very good thing.
所以一般说来，拆船也可以说是好事。
And generally, to send out on a mission is a very good thing.
但是当拆船给人弄到成了一个立场的工作，或者成了一个工作的主要内容的时候，
when the missionary trip becomes centering upon the importance of that trip itself，
那这是有点要考虑的地方了。
Then we need to consider more about it。
那个刊物里边有一篇，就是说为什么不拆船这个题目。
And in the magazine there was article 2 about why shouldn't one descend on a mission.
里面提了很多很多很多问题。
And inside it listed many many
questions
or questions.
这边是问题，这边是答案。
One side was questions and the other side was the answers.
所有的问题都很尖锐的。
All the questions was very
sharp,
very sharp.
都问到这个事情的那个最关键的地方，就不是眼上的地方。
And it asked the very pertinent thing of the issue.
但是那个答案呢，又是绝对到好像你没有任何保留的可能的。
But the answer was also absolute, that there's nothing to hold back.
如果纯粹从人的观点来看的时候，你也觉得 那也不错。
Looking from man's point of view, you will feel that the answer is not that bad.
但是要是你把那些答案放在圣经的光里面去看的时候，
But if you put the answers under the light of the scriptures,
我们就马上看见都是人的道理。
We will immediately see that these are men's reasonings.
那比方我简单举一点来说就好。
And I would just take something to share about.
他就说每一个人都要差遣。
And we were saying that everyone must be sent on a mission.
那从人的道理来说，那这个的确是很不错。
In man's reason, this is very good.
但是你回到神的话的光里面去看，
But when you return to the light of God to look at it,
你就没办法看到这样的结论。
You will never see this conclusion.
整个安提阿教会那么大，神只是差遣保罗跟巴拿巴。
In the big church of in Antioch, God only sent Paul and Barnabas.
并没有在安提阿的每一个神的儿女都给差遣出去。
And God did not send each person out of the church of Antioch.
我们不是说差遣这个事情不对。
I'm not saying that sending on a mission is not right.
但是我们不能不注意到，教会的服事或是教会的见证的传递仍然是在配搭的原则上面来进行的。
But we cannot just say that from the church itself is the matter of coordination.
从来神没有让教会看见只有一件工作可以做的。
And God never revealed to us there's only one work to be done.
那正如二三十年前。
Just like 20, 30 years ago.
那时候提出的口号就是社会关怀。
The slogan that was at that time was to
social concern.
The social,
social concern.
The slogan at that time was of social concern.
我们不是说社会关怀这个事情是坏。
We're not saying that social concern is wrong.
但是我们说社会关怀不是教会主要的工作。
But we say that it's not the main work of the church.
如果把它做成为一定要做的，那根本你在神的话里头你找不到根据。
If you would say that that's the only work that the church would partake of, then you're not doing according to God's word.
虽然二三十年过去了，现在是拆船的浪潮带过了那个社会关怀。
And after 20-30 years,the sending out the missionary, that is more pertinent, more important, take more importance than the social conscience.
但是那个社会关怀那一条尾巴还是在那里，
But the
发生一些影响。
Social concern also has its effect in the church today.
那就是因为我们常常会碰到很多很多类似这样的事，就像大卫要建造为神建造圣殿一样。
And many times we come upon matters similar to how David wanted to build the house, the temple for God.
有些事情是不太对的。
Some things might not be right.
有些确实很对
的。 But others might be right.
但是我们必须要认定。
But we must need to
就是很对的事情也不能在人意的里面做基础。
No matter how right that thing is, one cannot do it out of the righteousness of man.
不然的话，那就是先知拿单这一次的冒失开口。
And if not, we will fall into the mistake when Nathan opened up his mouth incorrectly.
那当天晚上，神就给拿单说：“你告诉大卫。”
So on that night, God told Nathan to speak with David.
他说我耶和华是这样说，你岂可建殿给我，建给我居住呢？
Thus says the Lord, are you the one who should build me a house to dwell in?
神说我从来没有要求你们为我建造居所。
God said, I have never required you to build a house for me.
啊，从我领以色列人出埃及直到今日，我未曾住过殿宇，只是在这一个会幕和那一个帐幕当中行走。
Since the day I brought up the sons of Israel from Egypt, even to this day, but I have been moving about in a tent, even in a tabernacle.
我也没有向任何一个士师提说过，为什么你们不为我建造一个殿宇。
And I have never spoken to a judge, why haven't you built a temple for me?
那弟兄姊妹们，在这里我们要留意一件事。
Now here we need to look at one thing.
神先说了这样的一段话，
God first spoke these words.
很明确的给我们看到，神所重视的不是物质的东西。
Clearly let us see that what God holds dearly was not the materialistic things.
所以他也不重视那个物质的殿。
And therefore God did not take into heart the temple itself that was going to be built.
嗯，
the temple is built and the material that would go into it.
那神要不要殿呢？
Now does God want the temple?
神要。
Surely he does.
但是神并不重视物质的殿。
So God does not pay attention that much on or focus on the material of the temple.
嗯。
He doesn't focus that much on the materialistic temple.
所以神就说，从出埃及到现在已经几百年过去了。
And so from the time when you left Egypt, it's about 200 years.
你们在这个应许地也住了几百年了。
And you have lived 200 years in the promised land.
你们享用神的祝福也享用了几百年了。
And you have partake of the blessings of God for 200 years.
但在这几百年里面，我没有向你们说过，你们为什么不为我建造殿宇。
But in these 200 years, I never told or tell you that why haven't you built a temple for me?
神说出一件事，我是从会幕到了帐幕。
Tabernacle to the tent. God says, I have went from the tabernacle to the tent.
用这里看看，从会幕到了帐幕是升高还是降低？
From the tabernacle to a tent, is that an increase or is that a decrease?
是丰富还是短缺？
Is it rich or is it lack?
很显然我们看到，从会幕到了帐幕，那是一个降低。
Very clearly we see that from the tabernacle to the tent, that is a descent.
但是神说，我没有向你们要求为我造一个殿宇。
But God said, I have never required you to build the temple.
这 很明确的叫我们看到神并不太重视物质的事物。
And he lets us see that God does not take into heart that much the materialistic point of the temple.
那究竟神要不要圣殿呢？
So does God really want the temple?
你看下去你晓得神要的。
If you look on, you will see that he does.
但是神在大卫的身上说我不要。
But God told David that it's not required of him.
那为什么他跟大卫说我不要？
So why did God told David that he did not want the temple from him?
有两个原因。
There are two reasons.
头一个原因
，The first reason
是关乎那一个圣殿的性质。
It's regards to the quality of the temple.
因为神并不是需要居所。
Because God does not need a house to dwell in.
神是需要一个能彰显他的荣耀的见证。
God needs the testimony which would manifest His glory. His testimony.
圣殿是神的荣耀彰显的见证。
The temple is the manifestation of God's glory.
当然，圣殿是神的居所。
And indeed, the temple was the dwelling place of God.
但是神所重视的不是那个圣殿的建筑物。
But what God focused on is not the materialistic side of the temple.
而是重视那一个建筑物所发表出来的神的荣耀。
God is not so much interested in the building than what the glory that would manifest for him.
所以在那一个时候大卫说要建殿了。
So when David said he was to build the temple for God,
神说现在不是时候。
God told him it's not the time now.
因为你们刚刚立国不久，征战的事情还没有完成完毕。
Because you have just reestablished a nation and the war has not ended yet.
所以这个还不是时候。
Therefore, this is still not the time.
我们以后看，我们看见大卫用了很多年很多年来预备材料。
We'll see that David used many, many years to prepare the materials to build the temple.
所以在当时大卫马上就执行的话，那个圣殿就建的不是神所能发表神的。
If David was to step up to build the temple at that time, it's not what God wants in his heart for him to do.
因为在历代志的时候我们能看到神说我要为神建造一个殿啊，必须高大辉煌，使万国都能知道我们的神的荣耀。
Because in 1 Chronicles it was written that you want to build a great temple for God that all the nations will see its majesty.
那这是头一个原因，但是这个不是最主要的。
This was the first reason, but it's not the most important one.
最主要的是什么呢？
And what's the most important thing?
是建造圣殿的人。
It's the person or the man who builds the temple.
神告诉，神借着拿单告诉大卫。
And God spoke to David through the prophet Nathan.
他说我不能用你建造圣殿。
And God said, I cannot use you to build a temple for me.
但是呢在你的后裔中间我会使用他的为我建殿。
But out of your descendant I will choose one to build a temple for myself.
那从这话来说呢我们就看见神是需要一个殿。
And from this verse you can see that God indeed needs the temple.
但是神不能用大卫来建这个殿。
Yet God cannot use David to build it for him.
那为什么神不能用大卫建这个殿呢？
Why does God not able to use David?
在撒母耳记下就没有告诉我们原因。
It doesn't tell us the reason in 2 Samuel chapter 7.
但是在历代志里头就很清楚地告诉我们为什么神不用大卫建造圣殿。
But in 2 Chronicles to tell us clearly why God did not use David. But in 1 Chronicles, God told us clearly why he did not want to.
我们看看历代志上第二十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 22.
我们从第五节来看。
Starting from verse 5.
上面第四节、第三、第四节那里的就神就大卫就说出他建的殿要怎样，要建一个怎样的殿。
Verses 3 and 4 tells us the temple how it's going to be like.
第五节就开始说到神不要他建。
And verse 5 starts started to tell us God did not want David to build a temple.
大卫造了他儿子所罗门来祝福他给耶和华以色列神的神建造殿宇，对所罗门说：“我儿啊，我心里本想为耶和华我神的名建造殿宇，只是耶和华的话临到我说，你流了多人的血，打了多次大仗，你不可为我的名建造殿宇，因为你在我眼前使多人的血流在地上。” 你要生一个儿子，他比作太平的人，我必使他安静，不被视为仇敌扰乱。他的名要叫所罗门。他在位的日子，我必使以色列人平安康泰。他必为我的名建造殿宇。You
can look at Second Chronicles, First Chronicles, chapter 22, verses 6 to 10.
还有28节。
And also verse 28.
这个是对所罗门说的，22章的话是对所罗门说的。
The verse in chapter 22 was spoken about Solomon.
现在28章是对以色列的领袖们来说的。
And rather chapter 28 was spoken to the leaders.
他仍然是说同样的话。
And he also spoke of the same thing.
第二节。
Verse 2.
大卫王站起就站起来说：“我的弟兄，我的百姓哦，你们当听我言。我心里本想建造殿宇，安放耶和华的约柜，作为我神的脚凳。我已经预备建造的材料，只是神对我说：你不可为我的名建造殿宇，因为你是战士，流了人的血。”
First Chronicles chapter 28 verses 2 and 3. Because David has shed the blood of many.
这是征战里边免不了的。
And this cannot be avoided in battles.
虽然是免不了,
even though it's unavoidable.
虽然是对付神的仇敌,
even though it's dealing with the enemies of God.
但究竟在神的眼中看来, 流血这一件事情, 不是好事。
But in effect, shedding blood in front of God was not a right thing.
因为流血就是死亡。
Because shedding of blood means death.
大卫是触摸了太多的死亡的事情。
And David has touched too much about too much death.
所以神就觉得大卫像你这样的一种情形来建造神的殿不是太合宜。
Therefore, under the circumstance that David was in, it was not reasonable or sensible for David to build the temple.
因为神的居所乃是神与人同在，让人去享用神的荣耀和丰富的地点。
Because the dwelling place of God is for God to be fellowshipping with men and for men to partake of the glory of God.
所以从一个 触摸死亡太多的人来建造，不太相称。
So it's not that worthy for one who come in contact with so much blood in his life.
神就告诉大卫说：“我不要你走。”
Therefore, God told David that he did not want him to do that.
但是神很欣赏大卫这个心思。
But God did have admiration for the heart of David.
所以他就告诉大卫：“我不要你做。”
Therefore, God began to tell David that he did not want him to do the actual building.
但是我却要在你的儿子当中拣选一个出来，接续你的王位，让他去做。
But I will choose one out of your sons to succeed you on the throne.
这个就是所罗门。
And that was Solomon.
所罗门就是平安的王。
Solomon was the king of peace.
而一个叫人享用平安的王来建造圣殿, 那就非常的合宜。
And for the king of peace to build the temple, for God, it's very reasonable.
我们感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
我们看到大卫这样的一个心思，虽然神没有接受。
And you see that God did not accept the heart of David.
但是大卫这个心思确实摸到神心里面最深处的需要。
But even though that's the case, David touched the deepest part of God.
那所以神悦纳大卫，悦纳到一个很深的地步。
And therefore, God accepted David to a very deep point.
那所以神就对大卫就说了很一些应许和祝福的话。
And therefore, God spoke some promise and blessings to David.
他说啊，大卫啊，我是在羊圈里边把你领出来的。
And God told David that he had brought him out from the sheepfold.
叫你不跟从羊群，让你去做王。
And I caused you not to linger with the sheepfold, and for you to be king.
并且你无论到什么地方，我都与你同在。
And wherever you go, I will be with you.
那现在你做王了。
Now that you are king,
但是我不仅是叫你一个人蒙受应许的祝福。
But I do not just want you to partake of the blessings from my promise.
我要叫你的后裔也蒙福。
But I want your descendants to be blessed.
你的百姓也蒙福。
And your people shall be blessed.
你的后裔他一定能执行完成你的心愿。
And your heir would be able to fulfill your desire.
因为神在这里有一个很重的应许。
And therefore here we see that God has a very great promise.
他说你这个为我建造圣殿的后裔啊。
And he told him the heir that would be building the temple for me.
我要做他的父。
I would be his father.
他要做我的儿子。
And he would be my son.
他如果犯了罪，
If he fell a sin,
我用人的杖责打他，用人的鞭责罚他。
I would use the staff and the rod of men to strike him, to punish him.
那我们果然看到所罗门在神面前的光景就是如此。
And we see that that is the condition that Solomon was in.
神管教所罗门。
God disciplined Solomon.
神鞭打所罗门。
And God struck Solomon.
说到所罗门晚年的时候，他总算回转归向神。
Therefore in the last days of Solomon, he returned to God.
但是我们要注意的，神给大卫这样的一个应许，是不是真的应验在所罗门的身上？
But we need to take note that the promise God has given, did it come true upon the person of Solomon?
如果是指着所罗门本人的，那差不多。
And
我们说是应验在他身上。
And if it's just upon the individual of Solomon, we say that true, it has been manifested in him.
建造殿宇，所罗门做成了。
Because he completed the building of the temple.
他离弃神，神管教他，也做成了。
And when he forsake God and left him, God disciplined him.
但是弟兄姊妹们，有一件事情我们不能忽略了。
But there is one thing that we cannot pass over.
我们看十三节。
We look at verse 13.
因为我的名建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国位直到永远。
He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
直到永远，这个话怎么能用在所罗门身上呢？
How can the word forever be used upon Solomon?
那所罗门活到他最后的日子，他就死掉了。他怎么能到永远？
When Solomon breathed his last, he died. So how can he live forever?
显然这里就不是直接指的所罗门。
And so clearly we see that forever is not speaking about Solomon.
那指着谁呢？
So who is it speaking about?
指着大卫的儿子。
It's also the son of David.
但是不是所罗门。
But it's not Solomon.
是马太福音第一章里面所说的大卫的儿子。
It's the son of David in the book of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1.
那是指着我们的主耶稣基督。
And that is speaking about our Lord Christ Jesus.
那我们感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
神上大卫说的这一段话是非常非常有意思的。
And this word that God spoke to David was very meaningful.
我们在这里不细细去看，但是我要请弟兄姊妹回去的时候仔细的看几遍。
I will not look detailedly into this with you, but I hope that when you go back, you can look at this carefully yourself.
你就看见里面的那一些恩典的奥秘和神荣耀的信实。
Then you can see the mystery of God's grace and God's character of His glory.
那从大神上大卫说的这一段话，我们很显然的看出神不能用大卫建造圣殿，但是神却是非常悦纳大卫这一个心思。
From the words that God spoke to David, you see that even though God did not want him to build a temple, but God did take pleasure upon the heart of David.
那当大卫听了这些话的时候，
So after David heard these words,
我们实在看到大卫在神面前，难怪神说他是合神心意。
And so we see that no wonder God has called David one after his own heart.
不是因为大卫现在已经完全。
It's not that David was complete at that time.
大卫还不够完全。
And he was far from being complete.
所以不是因为大卫完全神感觉他合他的心意。
Therefore, it's not because David was complete that God accepted him and had pleasure with him.
而是大卫在神的光中从来不坚持他自己。
But it is under the light of God, David did not hold on to himself and his will.
神让拿单告诉他说，我不要你建造圣殿。
And God told Nathan to speak to David that God does not want him to do the temple.
大卫听到了却没有灰心。
When David heard this, he did not become discouraged.
也没有失望。
And he did not become despair.
他能从神的手里头接过这样的一件事。
And that he cannot receive this task from God.
而我们说假如是我们，
And we say if it's us,
我们就会跑到神的面前跟神吵了。
And we would go to God and we would argue with him.
我们就会说，神啊，从来没有人有意思要为你建造圣殿，只是我有这个意思，这样的一件事情又是你所要的，怎么你现在拒绝我这个好意？
And you would tell God, never before did one want to build the temple for youAnd now I want to do the temple for you, and I have the heart to do for you. So why do you not accept me?
神啊，你不能这样做。
And you would argue with him that he cannot do this.
因为你这样一拒绝了我，恐怕以后再没有人会为你想到要建造圣殿了。
Because if you reject me at this time, maybe there's nobody in the future who would want to have this heart to build the temple for you.
我们感谢神，你没有看见大卫把自己看得那么重要。
Thank God that David did not see himself as that important.
好像没有了大卫，神就不能做工。
To the point that without David, God would not be able to do anything.
大卫没有这样。
And David wasn't like that.
神让大卫知道，我不能用你建造圣殿。
And God let David see that he cannot use him to build a temple for him.
大卫是非常非常安静的就从神的手里头把这个事情接过来。
And very peacefully David accepted this proclamation from God.
然后弟兄姊妹就注意了。
And after that, we need to look at.
于是十八节。
Verse 18.
于是，英文有没有这个 preposition？
Then. The word then in verse 18.
那比如说，我常常提醒大家读经的时候，一定要注意那些介词。
I have always mentioned, brothers and sisters, that when you read the Bible, you need to look up preposition.
要是我们不会注意那些介词的话，我们常常没有办法掌握那一个事实的真相。
If we do not look detail, pay attention to the preposition, then we will not be able to see the heart of God.
那现在大卫于是。
Now, then, David.
那他意思什么呢？
What then? What did he do?
那就是因为神说我不要你建造殿。
And God has spoken to him that he was not to build the temple.
就因着这个事情，大卫就做比萨的事。
And after he heard this, that is what David did afterwards.
那大卫就进去坐在耶和华面前。
We read that then.He entered and went in to seek before the Lord.
用什么大卫进去什么地方？
Where did David enter into?
我们下意识就是大概表示大卫进到会幕里，就进到约会那里去。
Unconsciously, we think that David was entering into the tabernacle, the ark.
你细细去读，不是。
But if you look at it in detail, you say that's not the case.
那究竟进到什么地方去？
And if that's not the case, then where indeed was he entering into?
进去什么地方并不重要。
The place is not that important.
他在回到房间里也好，回到王位上也好。
And he can go to his own room or can go to his throne.
回到他的书房里面都好。
And he can even go into his study.
那个地点并不是太重要。
The location wasn't that important.
重要的是他到了神的面前。
More importantly was that he came in the presence of God.
什么地方你都可以到神的面前。
Wherever you may be, you can come into the presence of God.
尤其是我们在新约里头的这些神的儿女。
Especially the children of God in the New Testament.
随时随地我们都可以进到神的面前。
We can come into the presence of God anytime and anywhere.
我们刚开始在主日在那边提到交通性的祷告。
And we have made mention in the message about the prayer of fellowship.
那么现在你看大卫，他还不是活在新约里，但是他已经摸到那个交通性的祷告。
And even though David was not living in the New Testament,He touched upon that prayer of fellowship.
他说，于是他就进去坐在耶和华的面前。
And therefore we read how he entered in and sat before the Lord.
心一向着神，那个交通就马上接上了。
When the heart is towards God, then the fellowship would be able to continue on.
在旧约的大卫尚且是这样。
In the Old Testament, that was how David was.
那在新约里面的我们，那就更是方便多了。
We who are in the New Testament is even more convenient for us.
什么时候我们的心一转向神
？Whenever our heart and desire is turned to God,
那里就开始交通。
The fellowship begins there.
随时随刻
and no matter where you are or what time you are in
那我们看看大卫这里的祷告
when we look at the prayer of David
我不太详细的看
and I would not look very carefully at it
但是我让弟兄姊妹看看什么叫做交通性的祷告
but I want you to take note of what is the prayer of fellowship
大卫在这里没有向神要什么。
David did not ask God of things.
几乎我们可以说他根本没有向神要什么。
And we could even go to the point to say that God, David did not ask God of anything.
因为他深深的知道神要做的神已经应许了，神就会负责做好了。
Because David knew that God would hold to his promise and whatever God had promised he would do.
如果说他向神有所要，他就告诉神说，神啊，你就按照你的应许来实行好了。
If there is something that David wants, we would say that David would ask God to fulfill his will.
但是在他的祷告的里面，头一件事情，他认识了自己的不配。
The first thing we need to take note of in David's prayer was that he understood his own unworthiness.
所以他就说，我是谁，我的家算什么，你竟使我到这个地步。
And therefore David said, Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that thou hast brought me this far?
他说，神啊，既在你眼中还看为小，又应许你仆人的家至于久远，神啊，这岂是人所常遇的事吗？
And yet this was insignificant in thine eyes, O Lord God, for thou hast spoken also of the house of thy servant concerning the distant future, and this is the custom of men, O Lord God.
他说，神啊，你所给我的这一切完全是我不配得的。
And he was in effect telling God that what he has given to him he's not worthy of.
我算不得什么。
I'm such insignificant.
但神啊，你却是这样的来恩待了我和我的家。
The God has been so merciful to me and my house.
并且不是只是眼前，还引到长远。
It's not what's occurring right now, but it's also to the distant future.
同时他又知道。
At the same time, David knew.
他说，神啊，你这样恩待我，不是因为我该得。
And David knew that God's gracious to him is not David deserve of.
所以二十节那里他就说，主耶和华，我还有可言可以对你说呢，因为你知道你的仆人并不是什么一个完全人，你行这大事叫你仆人知道完全是因为你所应许的话也是照着你的心意，与我没有关系。
And again, what more can David say to thee? For thou knowest thy servant, O Lord God, for the sake of thy word, and according to thine own heart, thou hast done all this greatness to let thy servant know.
完全不是因着我配得。
It's completely nothing to do with I'm worthy of this.
完全是你自己恩典的堆上来。
And it's all because your grace has added unto me.
用新约的话来说这几句话。是什么话？
Using the terms of the New Testament to say these words,
神啊，你在我身上，你做了恩上加恩的工作。
And that God has worked grace upon grace upon me.
你一直就是把恩典堆在我的身上。
And all along you've been accumulating grace upon
me. 你堆在我的家里。
And you have accumulated all this grace in my house.
我们感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
当他认识他自己不配的时候，那翻过来，那就是他能肯定了神的传递。
When he knew of his own unworthiness, then he can see God is worthy to of his authority.
他在这里就说到，神啊，人要永远尊你的名为大。
And here, David continued to say that.How great thou, God is, and there is none like you.
Then you look at 27节，他说：“万军耶和华以色列的神啊，因你启示你的仆人说，我必为你建立家室，所以仆人大胆向你如此祈祷。”
In 27:27, for thou, O Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, hast made a revelation to thy servant, saying, I will build you a house.
用什么理由呢？
And brothers, take note.
大卫在这里说，我大胆向你祈求。
And David said that continue on to say that he has found courage to pray the prayer to God.
27大比的那个翻译翻得真好。
Dabi version translated is better.
怎么说？
For thy Jehovah host, the God of Israel, has revealed to thy servant, saying, I will build thee a house. Therefore, have thy servant found in his heart to pray this prayer unto thee.
我终于看到, 大卫在他心里头, 他摸到了一些事情, 他要这样祷告。
And David has touched something in his heart, and it caused him to pray this prayer.
他不是放胆,
and he
不仅是放胆,
and not only was he having the heart to pray, the courage to pray.
他里面充满了一个东西, 他不能不这样祷告。
But there's something inside of him that caused him cannot but pray.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看到，我提到这一件事的时候。 我不能不提醒弟兄姊妹，你千万要记住，大卫当时是给神拒绝他的好意的。
And when we come to here, I cannot but ask for sisters to take note that at that time God was rejecting David's good heart to build a temple for him.
那虽然是神拒绝了他的好意，但是他在神的面前却没有一点点和神过不去的。
Even though God rejected the good intention of David, David did not have a grudge against God.
相反的, 让神的荣耀, 传柄, 恩典, 来, 充满在他里面。
Contrarily, David let the good glory, the authority, and the power of God to be manifested.
那因此他祷告出这样的一个祷告。
Therefore, he prayed this prayer.
他实在把他里面的那个感觉祷告出来。
And he indeed prayed the feelings that he had inside.
好像他在那里提醒神说，神啊，那就按照你的应许，你来建立好了。
As if he was telling God that according to his promise that you establish it.
但是我们必须要注意，为什么他会这样祷告？
But we must know why did he pray like that.
这是他认识了神的权柄。
That is because he knew of God's authority.
因为从上面你能看到，大卫非常的知道，完全不是因为我配神了，你才这样在我身上做工。
Because from his prayer, we see that it's not because David's worthy or deserve of it that he prayed that God would do all this to him.
你完全是照着你自己的意思来做的。
And David was praying that God would do whatever is in his heart.
神既然这个是你的意思，那么你就把它做成好。If
that is what God desires to do and intend to do, just made it be fulfilled.
我们感谢主。We
thank God.
在大卫这样一个祷告的里面，
in this prayer of David，
就像主日在那天我跟弟兄姊妹提到的，
on the past Sunday I have mentioned in my message，
先是神的话来。
First the word of God comes，
人就得引动。
And then man is prompted to go before God.
先是神把一个意念放在我们里面。
First God has placed the desire in man.
然后我们就祷告到主的宝座前。
And then man would pray to the throne of God.
那在大卫这一段经历里头， 非常明确给我们留意到。
In the experience of David in this passage, it causes us to notice
怎样进入交通性的祷告？
How can we enter into the prayer of fellowship?
其实说清楚，神最需要我们有交通，和他有交通性的祷告。
To put it clearly, God desires that man have this prayer of fellowship with him.
也当我们在神面前，在祷告里面活在交通里。
And when we abide in the fellowship, in our prayer with God,
我们看到一件事情，
we can see one thing.
神很满意，
God will be priest.
人也很舒畅。
And so I would be satisfied and man would be free.
我们感谢主。
And we thank God.
在大卫要为神建殿，但神没有接受他的好意的这一段历史的里头。在神，在大卫要和神建殿，而神又不接受他这个好意。
And when David had the intention to build the temple for God, but God rejected his desire.
这一段历史的里面，不仅是给我们看到一些属灵的功课。
In this recording, not only can we see spiritual lessons,
看到那个生命的功课。
We can also see the lessons of life.
也看到在与神交通的一些实际。
And we can see the practical side of the fellowship with God.
我想今天晚上就和弟兄姊妹们交通到这里。
Thank God tonight I will end here.
我怕盼望弟兄姊妹们回去以后啊，把神上大卫说的那一段话和大卫上神的祷告多看几遍。
I hope that when you return home that you could read further on what the words that God spoke to David and the prayer that David had before God.
我深信主要把更宝贝更多更丰富的话给我们看见。
I trust that God will speak to you further with his precious words.
我们祷告，请你两位
We want to see you this in prayer.